You just wake up the next morning knowing you're in your own bed.
Yeah.
You know, that kind of drunk. Be stone drunk. That was every night, just about. You know?
Did you spend time any place else other than Vietnam?
Yeah. I stayed in California, in Charleston, up in North Carolina, Okinawa, Japan. Didn't stay long there, though. Taiwan, let's see, mostly in the Orient. I never did go to Europe, nothing like that. Cause I probably would have or could have, but I didn't go because I spent so much time in Vietnam, you know. But not like that. And, let's see, a lot of them in California. Like, we go out in California, we go up the mountains. You know, you go up the mountains to train. Cold, God, I'm sweat during the day. Freeze to death, climb those hills. I swear, some of those hills are like if you try to put your feet up against the wall and walk up that. I mean, you know, you'd start off slaying light and the next thing, and it'd be raining and stuff, and you'd be slipping and sliding and falling in the mud, falling over huge banks, cliffs and junk like that. Shoot, boy. And you walk. And if they had one training spot here, they'd have one over here and here and here. You'd always walk to the farthest one first, back over here. It never was in a row, you know. And you know, like they say, you know, John Wayne pulled a pin with his teeth. If he ever did that, Joe had no teeth, because those pins don't come out easy. I'm not joking, and they're heavy. Grenades are heavy, and you don't stick them in. I mean, I've seen the boys sit there, and almost have to stand on it, pull the pin out. You know, I mean, they don't come out that easy. You know, and like one time we were real serious about the plane, like. When I was a boot, you know, we'd be going through when I was in Camp Lejeune, North Carolina, was going through combat, you know, infantry training, you know, and we'd be going down the line and have pop-up trouble targets. We had M1, you know, shooting, and we'd be going down the line, you know, and the pop-up target would do it, and you turn and, you know, shoot, and hit the target. Then you turn, you know, and then they tell you to walk in, you go on. This is so nobody to shoot, nobody. And believe it or not, you know, it'll happen. Howson was crazy, Joe. At least from New York. Howson used to talk around and tell you how to fuck a pregnant woman. I mean, you know, he's crazy. So you'd be walking around, and like a fool, see, you had your helmet on, you know, be out and have all your outfit on, you know. So, and, you know, you get to the next spot, when your clip would come out, you get to the next spot and you squat, and you'd get another clip out. Well, you didn't put it in, you waited till you were told to put it in. Like it done, but I wasn't thinking, you know. I was my first clip to come out, and you know, I guess if I'd done it, I'd known to do it. So I slipped another one in. By the time I just fell over. This one sergeant he always carried a club. Right across the top of the head, boy. God, I didn't see nothing. I mean, you know, they say you see stars. That's a lie. You just see black. You don't see nothing. You know, it just fell over. Boy, I rubbed my head. Good thing I had my helmet on. He knocked. They let the helmet out, go and get it. No. He told me to, you load when you're told to, you know? Like Hausner, they say, when you throw a grenade, throw it like a football. You don't throw it like John Wayne, you know, under your arm, over your, you know, all this junk, you know? They told him, and they have pits, and they have, you know, they might even set a goal up out there, you know, try to see them throw it to fathers and all, you know? And they have different pits. And you be in a pit, and they be an instructor, and they're telling you what to do, you know? Because they're real careful about, you know, nobody getting killed. Because this isn't a joke, you know? And so you'd be in a pit, you know, and, you know, it might be three or four pits, and there'd be a man in each pit, and there'd be the rest of the people would be up on a hill, like, and there'd be a building, and there'd be a screen you can look out and see, you know, and show you how the shrapnel would come from the grenades. A lot of the glass would be chipped, where some of it would come back up there. Well, Housman, he wasn't too bright to start with, and, so, you know, you throw yours, so everybody was watching, though, and Housman's down in his pit. Housman gets up, pulls John Wayne. But the part about it, he should have thrown it out here. He threw it like this, and it went back over and landed right beside the pit. One that didn't go in, you know, and it went off, you know. And they took him out in the woods, and he come back. God, oh my, he was bloody. Yeah, they'll beat you to death, boy. They do not play games. I mean, you know, you there for one reason. And that's to learn. And you learn too, boy. They'll beat you to death if you don't do right. And all. And I was always glad I didn't listen up, boy. I wouldn't. You know, and they wouldn't give you, like, you go to bed about midnight, get up about 4, every night, you know. God, you'd be so tired you couldn't stand. You'd be out there in a class and it'd be boring. You'd be out here like this trying to keep your eyes open, you know, and all that junk. It'd be raining, cold, and you'd be going out in the field, you'd be going through that, they'd be feeding you. That's a little mess tray kit like this.
Mm-hmm.
They put 10 different vegetables in there. It looked like soup. You know, they were stacked on top, you know. And you don't have time to say, don't put it on there, because by then they done slapped it on there, you know.
Uh-huh.
It's the messiest crap you ever seen in life. And everywhere you went, you